This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Watched you leave so many times through the rolling hills, prairie skies held your place between the lines where the story's told. Trouble dies with a heart of gold, winners rise.
Music from a couple Burnstick, and that is Jason and Nadia. Met them at Folk Music Ontario years ago when I was the host for an Indigenous showcase. You just heard their song Warrior Ride right here on the Jukebox. I'm Julian Taylor, and we've got music coming up from Julie Black, a song called Running, which was released in 2009. At 21 years old, Julie Black signed a deal to Warner Chappell and started writing songs. She's written songs for the likes of Sean Paul, Missy Elliott, Nas, Destiny's Child, and then went on to have her own career. She's like R&B royalty here in Canada, and she's getting married. She just got engaged, so congratulations to Julie Black. Here is Running on the Jukebox.
Running moving, it's important, it's crucial. So get ready, I'm running.
Yes, I'm running for the right now. Can't stop me, cause I'm running. Yes, I'm running for the fight now. Won't stop me, cause I'm running. Can't stop me, cause I'm running. Won't stop me, cause I'm running.
Our liberty and our freedom is what we should stand for.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Tap on your window.
The Queen of Soul, the incomparable Aretha Franklin. Rolling Stone magazine named her the greatest singer of all time a couple of times in their publication. And she really is. Every time I've heard this woman's voice, it gives me chills. You just heard a song from 1974 called Until You Come Back to Me, That's What I'm Gonna Do. My name's Julian Taylor. You are listening to The Jukebox. Music on deck from Stephen Stanley and his band. A song called Chase That Devil from the album Before the Collapse of the Hive, released in 2023. Stanley's a Toronto-based singer, songwriter, and guitar player. He was in Lows to the Low, and you can just see him around town playing and being awesome. He's a great guy. I love running into Stephen, so happy to be able to play some of his music on the show. Also on the show and coming up is Electric Religious. This is Edmonton-based Métis singer-songwriter Brandon Baker's project. We've played them before. This is brand new stuff, and his music has been described as bursting with inspiration, insight, and hope. Can't wait for you to hear the tune February Wind. We've got something special from the Dene First Nation, an artist by the name of Northside Baby. And the song is called I'm Sorry. It came out this year. It is amazing. And I think there's a really inspired thing going on here from the 24-year-old rapper and R&B musician. And this is a song that might have inspired him back in the day, Party Next Door. Now, they've released a lot of records, and this is an album that they just dropped. It's pretty cool. They're Canadian, and I hope you dig it. Here they are on the show.
Thank you. got too much power for that. Heard you got a brand new man. What would I look like, dude? I don't really wanna fix it. On the side of you and I, sit here and wonder why I didn't wanna waste your time by taking you for granted. You don't understand it. I've been trying to manage dealing with this damage. I vanished, I'm sorry. You did not deserve the nights I left you lonely. Praying you're my only, I'm sorry. For the way I acted, work had me so distracted. And I took your love for granted. Girl, I swear that's not planned. My life changed so quickly. I was on the stage when you said you missed me. Text back to you like, girl, I'm busy. When it's probably just why you miss me. And you can always tell me things. I would listen to you every night. You would talk about the finer things. And I pray that you get it right. Cause I care for you, you know. Even when I went it's too solo. All of this just don't feel right. I'ma take a shot for you tonight. You first. Got too much power for that. Heard you got a brand new man. What would I look like then? I don't really wanna fix it. On the side of you and I, sit here and watch. I didn't wanna waste your time by taking you for granted. You don't understand it. I've been trying to manage dealing with this damage. I vanished, I'm sorry. You did not deserve the nights I left you lonely. Praying on my only, I'm sorry.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Smoke me like the leaves from a pipe. Breathe me into your lungs until you die. Remember me like that album when you cried. Consider me a treasure just to find. I'm not so easy to fall asleep to. There is a bright light that I see too. And I don't see just see you. And I won't stop until I reach you. Thanks to the stars above. You heal me like a crystal on my heart. Dripping down to reconnect with the earth. I'm not saying that I will be happy to see your smiling face again with your family. So many stories that won't be nothing. You had to be there is the only thing that I'll hear. Yeah.
service to your health. Open the gate, let the church flood the state.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
This is Bird Note. I'm Lola Neal, and I'm a neuroscientist. We've all heard the term bird brain, a pejorative phrase meant to describe a person as stupid or foolish. But in neuroscience, birds are used as models to study many neural processes, as they have cognitive abilities comparable to those of the cleverest mammals. Birds have exhibited surprisingly complex behaviors that pique the interest of scientists. Pigeons can be trained to complete tasks, corvids like ravens and crows appear to experience self-awareness, and songbirds use syllabic songs to communicate with each other. Studying vocal learning and imitation in songbirds like zebrafinches has helped researchers explore how language is acquired, an important topic in human infant development and beyond. Much like how an infant's babbling becomes simple sounds and words, which then becomes complex language in children and adults, juvenile songbirds learn the songs of their parents with syllables as a building block. Over time, these syllables can then be rearranged if needed, for example, to imitate another sound they hear. Scientists are working to understand how avian brains process, remember, and reproduce vocalizations. Not only will this information help scientists and the public understand the complexities of bird behavior, it even creates opportunities to better understand human language development and acquisition. The underestimated bird's brain is an incredibly powerful tool for neuroscientists and has given us insights that connect humans and birds in new and exciting ways.